With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made with the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Next week, Darren McLaughlin from Clarenbridge in Galway will be crossing the Atlantic, but he hasn't booked a plane seat. Instead, Dara will be rowing as part of what's called, quite understandably, the world's toughest row race. Dara took up rowing only 2 years ago. Dara, good afternoon.
Hey, Sean, how's it going?
Not too bad. So we're in the Canaries now, is that right?
Yeah, so I'm on the island of La Gomera, which is just beside Tenerife, so right on the edge of the Atlantic, effectively.
Right, okay. And when you set out, it'll be Friday week, as I understand it. Where will you make landfall on the other side of the Atlantic?
Well, all going to plan, that'll be in Antigua in the Caribbean. So 4,800 kilometres west.
Right. Roughly how long will that take you?
I mean, it's $1 million question. You're at the mercy of the sea and what Mother Nature is going to throw at us. So, you know, all going well, sub 40 days, but I have up to 85 days food on board just in case.
Right. Okay. So there's every chance you're going to miss Christmas. You won't be home for Christmas.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, Christmas is happening back in Clarenbridge, but unfortunately, I won't be at the table this year.
Right. God, love you. Now, had you decided to enter this race before you'd even done much rowing?
Yeah, I hadn't even actually bought a rowing machine, funny enough. You know, one of life's better decisions. I came across the race. I originally thought about maybe sailing across the Atlantic as a challenge. I hadn't sailed either, but I just thought it would be a fantastic adventure. And then I came across people rowing it, and I thought, absolutely amazing. So that was it. I just had to do it. And from then on in, I just got stuck in.
Yeah. And so what's your training regime been like?
It's been pretty hectic. I obviously dove straight in with the rowing. I mean, I couldn't even row for 3 minutes without getting out of breath when I started. So I've been kind of progressing as we've been going along. And now we're up to, you know, days of marathons, double marathons on the rowing machine, no problem. And it's been pretty intense. And obviously that's the physical side of it. There's also the mental side of it too.
Yeah.
You know, effectively, I'm going to be out there. I'm going to see the same vista for days and weeks on end. Just, you know, blue sky, blue sea. I'm not going to see anybody. I'm not going to speak to anybody. So, you know, the mental game has been something that I've invested a lot of time in as well, because you need to be strong.
And have you had much experience like rowing on the open seas and what that might be like?
I suppose as part of the preparation for the race, I did about 300 hours on the Atlantic over in Galway Bay. It's not quite the same as the ocean. You know, you're never really going to get the swells. But as a solo rower, you're very exposed and, you know, you are limited in terms of the weather conditions you can train in. So, you know, there's going to be a little bit of, you know, surprise when I get out there for sure. But I know I took it as far as I could safely as a solo.
Yeah. And so you'll be out there by yourself. Would you even see the other rowers?
Yeah, it's actually a great question. It's a common question we get. We all leave within about two-minute increments. So there's teams of fours, threes, twos and ones. And although we leave within 2 minutes, very quickly we all choose our own path. So really after the first 5-6 hours, you might start to see some lights on their boat at night. But day two, that's it. They're gone. Because effectively, if somebody's a mile away from me on the sea, they're effectively invisible because the boats are so low profile to the large ocean swells.
Right. If something goes wrong, Dara, what can you do?
Yeah. you're getting on the blower very quickly anyway. I mean, the reality is once you're out in the sea, maritime law applies. So you're putting out a call and it's the nearest vessel to you is obliged to help. So if they can, of course. So the nearest vessel could be a super tanker going to Africa somewhere. They could be going to Singapore. You just don't know. They're obliged to divert to come and see if they can assist you. And you're going then wherever they're going. So ideally, we don't want to be in that position because you wouldn't know where you're going to end up. But you're at the mercy of the sea and really kind of hoping that there's somebody, relatively speaking, in the vicinity. It could be 6 hours. It could be 2 days before somebody could get to you.
Oh, mother of God. Well, I hope that goes well. It should be worth noticing for Dara Go that he is doing this for charities, for Deborah and for Irish Dogs for the Disabled. Dara, we wish you the very best of luck with that. Stay safe. That was Dara McLaughlin there. Think of him on Christmas Day. He'll be floating someplace. Not floating, moving like an arrow through the Atlantic.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.